Well, this is something we should all get behind. Australia's only dedicated cardiothoracic surgical training and research institute, the Baird Institute, is calling on Australians to support their 2025 mid-year appeal. The stuff these guys do is truly amazing. Donations will go towards developing artificial blood vessels, which will transform heart surgeries globally. Artificial blood vessels are flexible, blockage-resistant blood vessels that promote natural tissue regeneration. They work in harmony with the body's natural healing processes, leading to better outcomes for heart surgery patients. It's critical work because cardiovascular conditions requiring vessel replacement strike suddenly and without warning. For example, aortic dissection can be fatal within 24 hours if untreated. More than 50% of patients will die of it before they even get to hospital. So to talk us through it and how you can get involved with the appeal and the amazing work the Institute does, I'm pleased to say that the director of the Baird Institute, Professor Paul Bannon, joins me on the line right now. Professor, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having us on the show.
Well, not a problem in the world. Well, tell us a bit about the work, just generally, the Baird Institute does, because the more and more I read about it, the more I think, wow, this is something we need to support as much as we can.
The Baird Institute, we're heart surgeons, essentially. But we're heart surgeons that do a lot of translational research. So all the things that heart surgeons do, bypass grafts, valve replacements and repairs, etc., we do a lot of work on. But this one specifically is about major vessel conditions, what we call aortic dissection, as you referred to. That's where people, most of the time, are being born with this condition. It's a genetic condition. There's different variants of it, and a lot of time people don't even know they've got it. And the first symptom is often just rupture or dissection. But dissection is a split of the aorta, and it's absolutely fatal unless we get in there early. So a lot of our work is trying to predict who has the condition or when they're going to need surgery in a much sort of a safer environment rather than emergency. But the other side of the work is trying to develop better conduits or better materials to replace the aorta, because that's what we have to do. And so the materials we have are synthetic and they work to a degree, but we are very keen to see if we can do better than that. As you said, tubes that are replaced by the body's own processes, which would make the tube effectively infection resistant as well.
Wow.
Not just blockage resistant. So it's sort of blue sky stuff, but we've already got quite a good track record in the basic work on this, and so we're very keen to push ahead on that.
It's fantastic, Professor, and you know, I'm talking a lot lately at the moment in and amongst my group of friends and here on the radio about artificial intelligence, but here we are today talking about artificial blood vessels. Is extraordinary, isn't it, the way we're heading in modern technology and science.
I've been accused of having artificial intelligence myself. But yes, that's what we're trying to do. It's not totally artificial. We're trying to get the body to do it itself, I guess. Yeah. A little bit better.
But the understanding is that this is really beneficial for those people that are suffering from heart conditions, and this is something that could potentially save their life. Is that the sort of end goal here?
Yeah, totally. It's all the way through. It's detecting people before they get the condition. It's better surgical techniques to treat it if we have to, but also better materials to be able to treat it. And I think that this is the focus of this project.
Well, at the end of the day, you've got to raise the money to be able to conduct this research and work on these projects. So what's the goal? You need $195,000 by the 30th of June, do you? Gee whiz.
That's right. We aim high.
How can we support you?
Well, the easiest way to do it is go to the Baird Institute website, which is www.bairdinstitute.org.au. That's B-A-I-R-D. Or just call 02-9550-2350, and there's links to on the website, which is the easiest.
Yeah, fantastic.
Easiest way to do it.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, I often talk to Dr. Ross Walker, who presents a program on a Sunday night. He's a cardiologist, and he's always at me. I've got a shocking history of heart disease in my family, and I've got a book in to see him. So I read these stories, and I'm constantly amazed, firstly, what is happening here in Australia with medical science and all that sort of thing. But well done to you and the team at the Baird Institute, and we'll keep in touch. And if there's anything else we can do to help, we'll certainly do it for you here on the 2GB Morning Show. Thanks for joining us, Professor.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.
We'll catch up soon. Professor Paul Bannon, Director of the Baird Institute. So if you can, go to the website, baird-institute.org.au, and you'll be able to find out more about their 2025 mid-year appeal.